Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to Reset Rituals. How are we feeling today? Do you ever feel like your relationships, the connections that mean the world to you, are a bit strained? Like there's this invisible wall between you and the people you love most, or maybe even just a constant buzzing of miscommunication? I get it. It's so easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of daily life, our own thoughts, our to-do lists, that we forget how to truly connect with those around us. We speak without listening, react instead of responding, and before we know it, distance creeps in. But what if I told you there's a powerful tool, readily available to us, that can bridge these gaps and foster deeper, more meaningful connections? What if I told you that the key lies within ourselves, in the practice of mindfulness? Mindfulness isn't about becoming some Zen master who levitates or never feels an emotion. It's simply about bringing your full attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. When we're mindful, we stop letting our minds race with past regrets or future anxieties. We anchor ourselves in the here and now, allowing us to truly hear what someone is saying, see their emotions, and feel their presence. It's about cultivating a space of open-hearted awareness, both within ourselves and towards others. Now, I know you might be thinking, Sienna, that sounds great, but how does that actually translate into better relationships? Let me tell you. The difference mindfulness makes is profound. When you approach conversations with a mindful heart, you listen deeply, not just waiting for your turn to speak, but truly absorbing the words and their unspoken emotions. You respond with empathy, understanding, and compassion, rather than reacting impulsively or defensively. This creates a safe space for vulnerability and honesty, allowing for deeper connections and more authentic communication. Think about the last time you had a disagreement with someone you love. Did you feel heard? Did you feel understood? Or did the conversation devolve into a back and forth of defensiveness and frustration? Mindfulness can help us break that cycle. It encourages us to pause before we speak, take a deep breath, and consider how our words might affect the other person. It helps us to approach conflict with curiosity and compassion, seeking understanding rather than winning an argument. But mindfulness isn't just about communication during difficult moments, it's also about savoring the everyday connections. Take a moment to truly see your loved ones. Their smile, their laugh lines, the way they hold themselves. Listen to the sound of their voice, even when they are talking about mundane things. Be present in these small moments, and you'll find that your relationships blossom with renewed joy and intimacy. Okay, so how do we actually incorporate mindfulness into our daily lives? I've got 3 practices that can make a huge difference. The pause button. Before reacting to something someone says or does, take a moment, just a few seconds, to pause. Breathe deeply, feel your heart rate, and choose a response rather than letting it just automatically come out. The simple act of pausing can transform your interactions from reactive to responsive, creating space for calmer, more thoughtful communication. Active listening meditation. Choose one meaningful conversation per day, whether with a partner, friend, or family member. Before you speak, take a few deep breaths and set the intention to truly listen. Pay attention not just to their words, but also to their body language, tone of voice, and unspoken emotions. Reflect back what you hear to ensure understanding. It sounds like you're feeling frustrated because this shows genuine care and creates a deeper sense of connection. Gratitude for connection. At the end of each day, take a moment to reflect on your relationships. Who brought you joy today? What small moments of connection did you appreciate? Write down 3 things you're grateful for about your loved ones: their kindness, their humor, their unwavering support. This practice cultivates appreciation and strengthens the bonds that matter most. Now, let's take a moment to embody this feeling of mindful connection. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so, and imagine yourself in a space where love and understanding flow freely. Maybe it's a quiet meadow bathed in golden sunlight, or a cozy room filled with the laughter of loved ones. Feel the warmth of their presence, the gentle weight of their hands in yours, the sound of their voices whispering words of comfort and support. Breathe deeply, feeling your heart expand with love and gratitude for these precious connections. Hold on to this feeling as you open your eyes, carrying it with you throughout your day. Remember, mindfulness isn't about achieving perfection, it's about cultivating a deeper awareness of ourselves and the world around us, fostering genuine connection, and enriching our relationships one mindful moment at a time. You are capable of creating these meaningful connections, of weaving a tapestry of love and understanding in your life. Embrace the power of mindfulness and watch as your relationships bloom with newfound depth and joy. Go out there and make it happen.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.